animal rights group has hit out at Lidl for selling smoke-cured reindeer steak. ARON, the Animal Rights Action Network, is urging parents to avoid bringing their children to the stores in the run-up to Christmas. There's nothing festive nor cheerful about the sale of reindeer meat in Irish Lidl stores, says ARON's John Kermody, who's with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. And the local butcher and owner of Hillstown Butcher, Sam Chesney's with us today. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Stephen. Actually, I'm not a butcher, but I'm a farmer, but I understand where the whole thing's coming from.
Right. John, what's the problem here?
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose, Stephen, right now, many of your listeners are gearing up all across Northern Ireland, you know, for the festivities of Christmas. And I think we've all grown up with the iconic reindeer being Rudolph and Santa, that kind of thing. We remember him, you know, we know in the run-up to Christmas, he's going to be landing on all our rooftops, delivering the gifts. But quite seriously, we just learned over the last number of weeks that there's reindeer meat on sale in you know, various supermarkets across the country that's selling reindeer meat. So really and truly what we're trying to bring attention to is that it's quite ironic in the run-up to Christmas that on one hand, you know, we're promoting Christmas and Rudolph and Santa and stuff like that, and yet we have reindeer who are cut up and chopped up and packaged on sale in freezers and in supermarkets, which we think is a bit ironic. So we want to call attention to it, and we're asking parents, just like you said there, to keep their children out of these supermarkets in the run-up to Christmas. We do not want to be disturbing them or probably, I suppose, messing up their Christmas. Yeah, for sure.
Well, Lidl themselves, just to clarify this, they will be selling chopped up reindeer, as you put it, in the Republic of Ireland and their UK stores, but they will not be stocking reindeer in Northern Ireland. So let's just clarify this. When they say, in fact, they haven't said UK stores, so let's just be careful here. They will be selling it. I presume they're saying they'll be selling it in their stores across the water, their Britain stores, but not in Northern Ireland due to space constraints in the refrigeration of their stores here in Northern Ireland. Okay, go on, Sam.
Total lunacy, you know, really. In the Nordic countries where the reindeers come from, that's probably their staple diet. Those animals in the Nordic countries look after the biodiversity of that land, eating lichen and moss and things like that there. I bet you the people in the Nordic countries would like a bit of turkey or a bit of roast beef at Christmas. And sure, we all know, Stephen, that, you know, Santa's reindeer are kept in a special garden beside his factory. And they're special reindeer, and they get special angel dust so they can fly, not the ones that Lidl are selling. Rest assured that Lidl will not have sourced a product that they don't know that is well looked after and well handled before.
Well, you see, this is the problem I have just with animals being killed in general, because we've always heard for a long time that so long as they're being killed, it's almost acceptable to eat them. But in reality, you know, we do know that from working with campaigners in Siberia and in Russia and in Sweden who have documented reindeer being killed for their meat for various types of butchers and supermarkets, even in Sweden and Russia, we do know that these animals are herded up by helicopters, snowmobiles, motorcycles, that kind of thing. And, you know, really and truly what we're trying to say is that these animals have to be herded up and lassoed, and then their tendons are cut with metal, you know.
I don't know, but
I'm not going to go into too much detail on it.
Yeah, I can understand why helicopters are involved, because they're dealing with vast areas of land. If you look at Northern Ireland, it'll fit inside Russia about 100 times. So if you're looking at vast areas of land, just like the outback of Australia, they have to round up sheep and cattle with helicopters. But the area is so vast. These farmers who look after their reindeers, I bet you they look after them the best of their ability. You know,
do you not think there's something wrong with, in the run-up to Christmas, we're pushing little reindeers into children's hands and we see them in supermarkets and we're encouraging kids to buy everything that's associated with Rudolph and reindeers and Santa, that kind of thing. And yet here we have them packaged, you know, and on sale in a supermarket in the run-up to Christmas.
Well, really, we've lost the full meaning of Christmas. Christmas was about the baby Jesus born in a stable in Bethlehem. And if
Maybe
you do go
have.
To those countries like Poland and Russia, at Christmas you will see very few Santa Clauses and very few Christmas trees. It's more of a religious festival. And, you know, it's really commercialisation that's taken Santa Claus, the elves and Rudolph and the rest of them onto our roofs at night. It's a very nice fable.
Stephen Barnes writes to me and says, I've never heard anything as daft. Don't eat reindeer because children will be upset. Let's ban carrots in case the snowmen get upset.
Well, you know what,
Stephen? Yes, Stephen, you're right. You're right.
I think the good thing about this is it's given us a chance even to talk about the fact that even in the run-up to Christmas, we're going to have turkeys as tabletop centerpieces as well. And I think...
Do reindeer taste nice?
I would assume it tastes a wee bit like venison. It's a game, Stephen. It would be a gamey type of taste. And I have eaten reindeer. I suppose we could also say we shouldn't be eating crocodiles and slugs because they're eating them down in the jungle at the minute in Australia. So you have to take everything with a pinch of salt. If you want to eat reindeer, eat reindeer. And if you don't want to eat reindeer, don't eat reindeer.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to say to consumers in the run-up to Christmas. And we hope that just by even us bringing attention to this, that they'll be able to sit down at their Christmas table, dinner table in the on Christmas Day, and hopefully they'll be able to leave reindeer, or even turkey for that matter.
I would be pretty sure that all our supermarkets, Lidl included, all our supermarkets will have looked into all aspects of welfare and hygiene and quality of product before they put it on their shelf.
And you're against John Carmody, eating turkey as well, aren't you?
Well, you see, Stephen, we are, because we just, you know, in the run-up to Christmas as well, a lot of your listeners may not be aware that thousands of turkeys have to be kept in dark, almost windowless sheds where they're intensively bred for the Christmas market. That is a well-known fact. There's been huge amounts of investigations over the years into factory farms that produce turkeys in the run-up to Christmas. And to be quite honest, when these cameras get in behind the scenes, it's not nice. And a lot of people have been horrified to hear that they have been eating turkey and that the animals would have been coming from these types of conditions. That is a well-known fact all over the place, all over the world. It's a well-known fact.
Well, you know, we
need to be careful about these sweeping statements about turkey producers, don't we?
Because it is true that it's happening,
John, we don't know the extent to which it is happening, and we need to be very careful.
Chicken manufacturers and turkey manufacturers in the UK and Northern Ireland.
We
have Moy Parkour, and you can see their programme on television on a Wednesday night and how they're producing chickens. They've got windows in their sheds, a lot of their sheds. They're welfare friendly. They're using...
Is it any good, that show? I haven't seen it.
Well, I've seen a couple of episodes of it. Yes, it is very good. It shows words and all, you know. Yeah, you have to take everything. You have to look at the whole picture, Stephen. We have some of the best farmers...
There's no doubt about it. These turkeys and these chickens, let's call a spade a spade.
Now, let's be very clear here. Hold on one second. We're not talking about Moy Park. We're not talking about any specific manufacturer or company. Yeah. So just to be clear, go ahead.
Yeah, we're definitely not talking about that. But what I am saying to you is that these animals have to be intensively reared. It's not a case where there's one or two sitting inside of a shed in the run-up to Christmas, you know, being bred for the Christmas table. The reality is that, I suppose, really what I'm trying to say here is, without naming any companies for the record, there's been no one named here, but what I'm definitely trying to say is that a huge amount of these animals have to be intensively reared. That is the name of the game with these animals.
Here's Bartley in town, Patrick. Good morning, Bartley.
Save it, I've got turkeys. My turkeys are all free range. They get out every morning, they're out most of the day, and then they come in at night time. The only thing I do have to say that we'll come...
You let them out in the morning, do you? Like a dog?
I let them out in the morning, yes. Well, all the turkeys I have to let out in the morning to go to work. But I have all the turkeys out in the farm. I let them out in the morning.
How long do you let them out for?
Oh, you're dead all day. And then you bring them in at night time. But coming around November time, you don't want to be a turkey. So unfortunately, that's just the way it is. It's a seasonal bird.
How many have you got?
Well, I've about 120, 130. But as you said, that wee programme that's on just there, the chicken programme, it's absolutely first class. Watched it last night. £500,000.
Tell me this. I'm probably going to make a fool of myself now. Can a turkey fly?
Pardon?
Can a turkey... I'm really a little bit embarrassed asking this, but can a turkey fly?
No, a turkey's an on-flight bird.
Can't fly?
It's an on-flight bird. It's too heavy to fly. But, I mean, it can go... It could,
I thought all birds couldn't fly.
All birds don't fly, no.
What other birds don't fly?
The dodo.
An ostrich.
An ostrich can run.
An ostrich or penguin, I guess.
Chickens can't fly either.
Chicken? Oh, I suppose so. I'm talking nonsense.
They're animals that generally tend to stay on the ground.
I'm talking absolute nonsense as usual.
You can't fly.
Yes.
For obvious reasons.
But you know what I'd say to Stephen?
Anyway, Bartley, what's your point?
My point is, no, listen, see, it's Christmas time. We get the turkeys. The turkeys come in around June, July time, August time. They're fattened up and brought to a certain date, and then they're hung up. They're humanely killed, hung up, and then they're served for Christmas. And they're seasonal bird, and that's just it. They're looked after really well. Like, they're not we free range. The Admiral made a sweeping statement, said they're kept in bad areas. There'd be very, very few and far between. All turkeys bred in this country would be free range. Like, there'd be very few and far between.
Do they taste different if they're free range?
Well, some people say they do, Stephen. To be quite honest, they're a nicer bird. And just the free range thing is more for the bird rather than the people tell you they are, but I don't see a difference in myself. But it's for the birds. You know, it's just letting the birds out free and running about. But as for them big sheds, you see in that chicken program, they have state of the art. They let so much sunlight out and they tend the windows closed. You want to see it. It's actually very, very good.
And tell me this. Is it true that you told our team that you reckon the turkeys get sadder as it approaches Christmas?
Yes, turkeys make a wee noise. Like that there. You see, when it comes to about the end of November time, they don't make much noise.
I clear off. You're spoofing.
Honest to God, they go very quiet.
You're spoofing.
Stephen, come down here. My turkeys are dead quiet then around December, the end of November.
Stephen, I think we all want to go down to that farm. It seems like a really good place to hang out.
He's telling me, this buck idiot, John Kirmody, Bartley, who's been with me for many, many years. Bartley was with me in City Beat. This man is trying to claim that the turkeys know that they're going to be the turkey for Christmas and they stop talking.
I, for some reason, I want to gather some feathers of myself and I want to pop down there to be with him. I mean, it seems like it's that kind of...
And you standing over that, Bartley? The turkeys get quieter.
Turkeys go quiet at the end of November, start of December. Stephen, you go quiet yourself. We knew somebody who would... If I was coming to pull all your feathers out and put an oven, you wouldn't be that happy. But that's just the way it is, unfortunately.
But all jokes aside, Stephen, on this one, just even, I know you're kind of short for time and stuff, but in the run-up to Christmas, I suppose what Aaron is really trying to do is just bring a little bit of compassion to every household across the country. And really what we're trying to say to people is that, you know, where possible, please leave animals off of the Christmas table in the run-up to Christmas. We're happy to provide a free vegan starter kit. They can go onto our website if they want to request one, just even for more information to learn how to go about having a meat-free Christmas dinner, if at all possible, and where possible.
All right.
And that's really what we're trying to do.
And I would say buy local, eat local, and you can be sure of the welfare standards that we have in Northern Ireland.
Sam, thank you very much. John, thank you. Bartley, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
All right,
we're going to move on. Bye-bye. All the best.